IsraelScene.com.
And this is IsraelScene.com, seen through the eyes of Steve and Yoram. We're two characters passionate about everything that happens in Israel. Our programs are about political, social, and cultural experiences in our beloved country. And good morning, afternoon, Yoram.
Good afternoon, Stephen. I wanted to ask you what your feeling was, your impression of this past election. We still haven't talked about the elections, which are not that long ago, but it certainly seems like a topic worthy of our, appropriate and worthy of our focus.
Ah, good question. By and large, pretty pleased by the election. I'm happy about the Kadima won. I think that we have a real possibility now of forming a coalition government that will do what's necessary for us in order to protect our personal interests. I don't think we have a partner right now on the other end, and certainly after we're speaking after the Pagua, the terrorist attack at the old bus station yesterday. I think that we need to move forward and do whatever is necessary in order to protect us. And I think that part of that is leaving parts of the West Bank that don't serve our interests at this point. And at the same time, always putting out feelers at the possibility that there's someone there to talk to. But at this particular point, it's obvious to the whole world that there isn't anyone for Israel to talk to in terms of negotiating any kind of settlement.
I also wanted to ask you, Steve, you were here, you've been here for more elections than I have, and for elections longer ago. You were here for the elections. I don't know if you remember the first election you were here from. And if you do, could you tell us which election that was, or at least who was running and what your feelings were then?
Wow. Let's see. The one I really remember well is the election that Begin won. I was at the kibbutz Geshe Haziv at the time. We were
The first one of his election, the 77?
The first one.
In 77.
That was 70, no, might have been this, I don't remember.
77 was his first victory.
Okay, well,
so it must
we
have
came
been the
in
next
79,
one.
It had to be the
80, 81 something.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And I voted for Labor at the time, good kibbutznik. And when he won, there was a lot of despair going on at the in the kibbutz about the fact that he won. Being right-wing and so forth. And that, of course, turned out to be, his election actually turned out to be a positive thing for the country, I think. Looking back in retrospect, the fact is that peace was made with Egypt and that he was amenable to that. And I think that he really felt for the country. Whether you believed in his political views, there was something you felt about him, that he really loved Israel, that he really wanted to do what was in the best interest of the people. And I think that's what really allowed him to function in such a positive way, and also gain the support of the majority of the population in the country for peace with Egypt. So that's the first one, and I think the most profound one, except for the election now. So tell me what your feedback is. How do you feel about the election that just took place?
Well, I was disappointed in a number of areas. One, that so few people voted. I think that's a sign. There are various interpretations of that. One sign is that people have less and less faith in the system, which is very dangerous. And the other is that people have less and less interest in the system, equally dangerous. People are more interested in what's on television and what's fashionable and where's the right place to go to party and so on and so forth, rather than the life or death issues that we in point of fact face. I was glad, satisfied, happy, relieved, I think is the right word, that Kadima didn't get too many votes, that they didn't become too strong, that they're going to have to balance their, particularly Omert will have to balance his instincts with other parties in order to maintain power, and I think that's very healthy for him. And in many ways, my feeling is that, you know, at a certain point, the election is finished. At a certain point, the votes are all formally counted and the numbers appear in the newspaper and on the internet. And there's really no more discussion about what happened. Now the discussion, which is really even more interesting, is in what form will the government take place? One thing that most Americans are not used to is coalition governments. In America, as we know, we have a winner-take-all electoral system. Whoever wins the election, he is the president, and he basically chooses his cabinet according to his personal standards. He sets the agenda, and to the degree that the Congress is empowered to make war and so on and so forth, other than that, the president runs the country pretty much at his own discretion. That's also been called the imperial presidency in the context of the United States, and it's in America it seems to be becoming a more and more of the way things are, as opposed to the way things might once have been, where Congress had a stronger voice. This there's been calls in Israel at various times for this kind of prime ministership, and at one point the elections went to a personal election of the prime minister, which you voted for, and then you voted for a Knesset member or a congressional member, let's say, so that the prime minister had his own support base, which was entirely his, had nothing to do with party politics, had nothing to do with any other allegiances. He was his own man. He was the boss. The decision was, I think there's only one prime minister that was elected that way. I think that was Ehud Barak, if I'm not mistaken. And maybe Netanyahu also, although I'm not that sure. And in time, people felt that that was not working well, so we went back to this other system. So the really interesting process now going on here is the process in which the party with the greatest number of seats or votes, which is the Kadima and Ehud Olmert, has the task of putting together, of constructing, like a puzzle, almost like a Lego set, a government that will work. And it's his, totally in his hands, who he wants to invite. And then there's negotiations with the parties that he invites as to what will be the contract, the founding contract of that particular government. No other government, just that government. And that's what we're going through now between the Kadima and Labor.
The wrangling isn't such a bad thing because the parties do represent certain interests, ideological interests, if nothing more. But if everybody is sincere at some level, I think you can come up with a government that pretty much is broad-based, which I think is what Olmert really wants right now, especially with the idea of doing doing some major changes in our policy regarding the Palestinians and the land. So that really have been in the back burner for a lot of years because of real external threats, which still exist today, but I think we have... We're in a better position, I feel, at this moment to really address them. And as soon as we are at that position, just as I always have said, boom, all of a sudden that becomes the main thrust and concern of the population. Regarding the amount of people who voted, 60-some-odd percent, it's 60-some-odd percent of the entire population voted. I'm not so sure that despair is what kept people away. You always know that in the younger generation, there always seems to be a sense of disinterest and alienation, which is part of growing up and healthy, I think. The other part is that people did feel that things were going okay and that for whatever reasons they didn't feel compelled to vote, and no one really felt threatened, I feel. No one really felt threatened that that there was going to be drastic change that really they needed to participate in. And as a result, I think we're at this point in the situation.
IsraelSin.com. It's very difficult, of course, to analyze or to try and understand what really motivates people to vote or not to vote. If it's, you know, they talk about if it turns out to be a nice day, if it turns out to be a rainy day, if it turns out to be a good day for the beach, if it turns out this or that. Also, interestingly enough, I believe that when they say 60%, they include in that percentage the 100%. Includes Israelis who are eligible to vote but don't live here anymore, if they haven't lived here for the past 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 6 months. People, of course, on vacation, out of the country, although it was a little early. In years past, there were discussions about having the elections during summer vacation because a lot of people are abroad, the children are out of school, and so on and so forth, as opposed to having elections during the school year when most people are, in fact, in the country. I had the feeling that part of the reason, one of the things that kept people's enthusiasm dampened was the feeling, and this has been commented on by a number of people, that the issue with the Palestinians, of course, that there is so little room that we have to maneuver, and there are so few things we can do, And my personal feeling is that none of the choices open to us are good choices. None of them will really bring, I don't think, any really positive results.
No, until you get to talk to your to the other side, is never going to be a compromised and a situation that's going to be at least accepted by both sides. We know that. The problem is, if you don't have another person to speak to, what do? Do you sit there, wait, or do you act? And that's why I'm very happy that Kadima did win.
Because now we get to see, within a reasonable amount of time, what in point of fact does happen. It's like with the elections. At a certain point, you get to actually see what the results are after all the, I think this will happen, I think that will happen, and then something indeed happens. Now, it really occurred to me, also coming down to Tel Aviv today, that the terror attack the other day could really, if it's followed by other successful attacks, could really change the whole program around, and we can be back to where we were, where the only issue is security issue and the foreign policy rather than the domestic issue.
Actually, I'm not so sure about that, if I may. I think we are so into the social concerns at this point. Yes, it will take prominence in terms of necessity, but at the same time, I don't think there's any turning back to stop the terror, whatever it takes, I think, but without distracting ourselves anymore with the social needs, because I think the social needs have really risen to the surface. I think labor has certainly made that a fact. Peretz's agenda, whether you like him or not, is definitely social issues, wages and so forth, and I think that's always going to be a major factor. Even Israel Beiteinu, Lieberman's party, again, he too, concerned with crime in the streets, real issues that no longer can be pushed aside. And so I think yes, will it make it difficult if there's more terror and that we need to take some real serious action to stop it more than we're doing now? Yes, it will hamper, but I don't think at this point we'll push it aside in any serious manner.
We will be seeing how it works out. Also, part of the response and part of the significant response is the tourist response. Part of the reason that the country supposedly has a surplus or a decent economic reality is that things improve drastically, and in the security field, therefore there are more tourists, therefore there's more money flowing through the country, therefore there's more taxes being collected. We'll see about that one as well. And maybe we'll talk about that sooner or later, Stephen.
Well, let's do that, because okay. I'm very interested. And I think we've reached the end of this wonderful broadcast. It was very lively and exciting. I really enjoyed doing some politics here. We haven't done that before. I'd like to thank artist extraordinaire Philip Ratner for his logo that's on our website. I want to thank Omer and Tal Golan for the website development. Nir Danan for all the music and that he's provided for us, and Rebbe Sol for his rendition of Tikva. So this is from Tel Aviv. This is Rebbe Bornstein.
Tikva the Hope.
And